Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Slain, holy, holy is he. praise you, Jesus. We give you honor. You alone are worthy. Oh, Jesus. You alone are holy. You are God. And you are mighty. Oh, God.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Last week we heard about God's love. We heard that our greatest challenge to begin with faith is not to do things, not to respond with acts or traditions of religiosities, not to follow commands. Those things will follow a true heart, but to receive the love of God. That's your greatest challenge. Receive His love. He first loved you, and the reaction of receiving love as a changed person from the inside out is then to respond with love right back. To allow for the worship to take place, not out of some kind of obligation, but from a reaction of love.
Yes.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Why is He worthy? Because He died for you. He died for me so that we can have His love.
Thank you.
We were created for love, not that we would love Him first. As we broke that down last week, it was is pretty obvious. But He created us so that we could receive His love.
Yes.
He needed you to love. Imagine that. He needed you to be on this earth so He could love you.
Thank you, Lord.
You were created for that purpose. And a response of our hearts having received His love is to sing this song with sincerity. Holy, holy, holy.
Yes.
Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is yet to come.
Yes.
Lord God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving me. Thank you that I can receive your love. We can receive your love. Not because we've earned it, not because we deserve it somehow. We do not. I do not. But we were created for that very purpose. I was created for that purpose. We were all created to receive your love. And thank you for loving us today. Someone here feels unworthy. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. None of us are worthy. That's the truth. And yet, God created you on purpose.
Yes.
With purpose. Please receive His love today. Quit holding up your guard. Quit building that wall. Lord God, I pray, whoever this is, for you to have your will which is to love this person. Pour out your heart, I pray. And if you're here listening, or if it's going to happen later in the recorded viewing, whenever it is, whoever you are, embrace the love that God has, please.
Yes.
Quit running from it.
Yes.
Quit turning it aside, thinking that there's some kind of judgment you deserve. You don't. Not now. What you need is his love. Embrace it. Lord, thank you for sharing a little today, that we can join together as brothers and sisters to encourage love and then to respond with like love back to you with worship and love and honor. We pray, God, that as we go forward together on this day, that you will do the miraculous. I believe there's a miracle about to take place for that person. It's happening already. I believe that with my whole heart.
Yes.
Something is happening deep down within. And I just pray, Lord God, that that grows into a fire of love and receiving of grace and joy. Lord God, I pray freedom.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. And together, we pray freedom for all who follow Christ in Jesus' name. And we all said, amen, amen. God bless you as you're seated. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. We have a very special day today. In just a few minutes, I'll turn the service over to Judith Grace Anderson. Gracie for some of you. Grace for others. And apparently even Judith you're called. So it probably, I'm guessing, even hey you, once in a while. We're called many things. We respond accordingly. And in a few minutes, we're going to just enjoy hearing the mission that God has placed before her. And I hope that we will be able to partner up with her, for sure, with a love offering and just bless as best we can the mission that's going forward. But before we get there, I just want to call someone up here real quickly to share a little bit about a special event happening on Easter. Charlene, are you here? Would you come up here real quickly and just share about the Easter dinner, what God's laid on your heart, and then I'm going to have Pastor Jason come after her, and he will share a couple great words as well. So here you go.
Okay, I'll try and be brief. As some of you know, I am hosting an Easter dinner out of Trinity Bakery on Easter Sunday from noon till 3. The dinner is free of charge to anyone and everyone who would like to partake. It will be ham, cheesy potato casserole, green beans, and lemon bars for dessert, and probably something else. I'm not sure what yet. And I just wanted to let you all know, because I need the orders ahead of time so I can make sure I prepare enough food. And no, I am not looking for donations. God has really blessed this ministry and over and above and beyond what I could have asked for, and that's why I've been able to expand it to Easter Sunday. So call me, text me, 345-4698, 939-5557. Let me know. Anyway, thank you.
Wow. If you get calls from Africa, don't
Delivery may be questionable if you're calling from out of state and out of country. So for those of you who are listening from far away, yes.
Yes, what?
Do you have something to share?
Well, you said I had a couple of things. I know I had one, so I'm wondering what the other thing was.
Well, you already shared your presence with us, so there you go.
Well, now it's a big one, too. Okay, so we just came back from Fine Arts Festival, and of course, we had one entry from our church, and no guesses as to who it was. Any guesses? So, yep, it's Janasia. No, it wasn't you. Nice try, Grace. Nope, not you. But, so, Fine Arts Festival is where students basically, there's a junior division, I think it's junior high. Yeah, there was an eighth grader there. Junior high on up can showcase their talents, skills, and abilities, and they are evaluated. They are not judged. They are evaluated because we want them to improve. We want them to be able to take their gifts and share them with the world. So we had one person this year, and it was my daughter, Janasia. And so this is a painting she shared. And you can ask her what it means, what her thoughts are when she was making it. But it really touched the judges. She got superior with an invite to nationals. So since they will have it this year, last year they canceled it because of COVID. But so we will be mailing this off to Orlando, Florida, where it'll be put in a national competition. So we've just got to come up with the entry fee for that. So we're going to be doing that this year and getting that mailed off as soon as we can. So we might see another award coming her way. So there you go. We're going to post it in the back so you guys can look at it, okay? Thank you. Was there anything else I was supposed to talk about? Dismiss the kids. What? What? Who?
Well,
he'll take care of that. I'm just in charge, but he's in charge of that. So there we go.
I did put Pastor Jason in charge of the men doing breakfast on Easter morning. And I informed our board members that they get to serve. And past board members. Oh, he didn't even catch that. He was laughing with I said, and past board members. No, well, we'll see. But some of the board are on worship team, and so it's difficult to get down there and get it all together. But we're going to have men serving, and I think that's just one of those traditions that have been done before in past churches and ministries and probably even here, that every now and then it's fun to bring back an old tradition. Yeah, all the ladies said amen. And so anyway, we'll have a cleanup crew that will help as well. And so the serving time, be listening, 8:30 to 9:15. Everybody say it out loud, 8:30 to 9:15. So when you show up at 9:30, the food's going to be put away. Pastor Jason ate the bacon by then. 9:16. All right. There we go. So I just want you to be aware of that because we will start the cleanup so that we're ready for 10 o'clock service for Easter morning. So don't come late thinking you're going to get some food. I know that never happened before. Okay, I'll just leave it there. So anyway, did we dismiss kids yet? Oh, hang on, kids. I got just a couple more announcements. Let's see if it involves you. There will be a pantry, fill the pantry shower for Levi and Jen as they move into their new home. That's cool. Look at that in their bulletins. Wise guys. What can we say about wise guys? It's great. If you would like to learn and grow wiser as you age, I've been there numerous times. I've always found it to be a joy. I found the irony, though. I've been attending every now and then. I'm getting older. What a coincidence. All right. So don't forget about Wise Guys. Ladies' topical study is Thursday night also. We are participating with the Alliance Church along with someone I believe will be coming from the Evangelical Church as well, Glendive Evangelical, to do a Good Friday service together, and that will be 6:30 p.m. There's also a community Good Friday service at noon that's at the Congregational Church. You have options for that. Is that still a go? Have you heard? That may or may not be a go. There wasn't a lot of churches involved this particular time, but be aware of what's happening. Our church will for sure be involved with the evening one at the Alliance. And Easter Sunday breakfast, I already shared. So there you go. And yes. Ooh. Pizza, pizza. If you have participated in the Little Caesars Pizza fundraiser before, it's going to happen again, so you're excited because those are good kits. If you haven't been involved, you should be. So Lou is in charge, so find Lou and get that all figured out. So awesome. Oh, I have to Lou, not Toledo, Lou Rathbun. Got it. I do that to Tina all the time. She'll say Lou, and I was like, which Lou? Which Lou? And so because it's funny, you know, you just had to be there. So, all right, Grace, would you like to come? And kids, you're dismissed for Kids Church if you haven't gone already. And we look forward to hearing your mission and your service.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Kevin and Tina and Pastor Jason and Jennifer, for the joy of sharing. I am Grace Anderson, or Judith, or Gracie, or Hey You. It doesn't matter which one, whichever you prefer. And I am from Plentywood, Montana. So I've been very excited ever since I visited with Pastor Kevin and Tina, and I said, well, let's shoot for March. I have been looking forward to Glendive for a very long time, so I'm very excited to be here. Jesus has given me the opportunity to share the gospel with an unreached people called the Fulani. As it turns out, the Fulani just so happen to be cowherders, which works very well for me as I am also a cowherder. They love their cows. Cows go everywhere with them, and they even name them. I don't know if they have middle names, though, because I middle name a lot of our cows. So when I get there, they're like, oh, this is this cow's name. I'll be like, well, they need a middle name. So we'll make very good cow namers together. They're also very family-oriented. They appreciate many children. They appreciate hospitality. And that is a really big thing. In Africa as a whole, they love hosting people and having people over. And they are currently unreached. There are about 25 million Fulani and very few believers. They're spread all across West Africa. They are known as the Warring Tribe, so they spend a lot of time spreading Islam across West Africa and even surrounding areas. So there's a reason they're unreached. It's not because they're like, sure, come and share Jesus with us. This is the very first team that we have had with the Fulani. So it's brand new. Right now we have my team leaders, and then we have myself. So we're praying for more people to join. If God's placed it in your heart to go to Africa and serve among unreached peoples, this would be a wonderful opportunity to serve. And I am just always amazed that he called a rural Montanan to rural Africa to be with cows, like I am here. They're cute cows, too. Dad doesn't think they're cute. He thinks they're ugly, but I think all cows are cute. So I have some pictures to share with you, and they're mostly cow pictures because they love cows. So it's kind of like looking at my cell phone because I have lots of cow pictures online too. So this is Africa Sunrise. Oh, there's a cow, a very cute cow. Isn't that a cute cow, Dad? That's a cute cow. Yeah, that's a cute one. Okay. Oh, more cows. I don't know the breeds of these cows, but they have a lot of different breeds there. Oh, the Fulani, they frequently cross the road right in front of you, just like deer, except they're slower because they're tame. So traffic jam, lots of cows. Oh, that's where they live. They have their huts and all of that good stuff. We actually will be living in an apartment. And you can kind of see the people in the background there, not very well. Oh, there is the team leader's daughter, and another cow, and another cow. Oh, that's the family I'll be serving under. That's Dean, Emily, and their three children. Garrett's the baby, and I forget the name of the two girls. More cows. Oh, breakfast time. And that's a common occurrence, just hanging out with the cows, cows in town. And this one, we should have done this with some of our cows because we had some really mean ones. That cow is mean. That's why she has the rope around her head so that all the guests know, do not go near that one. She will eat you. Oh, that's where we'll be living. And more cows. And more cows. Is that it? Perfect. So lots of cows. I'll fit right in. They enjoy cows. I enjoy cows. We'll be good buddies. So when I was just approved and I started this ministry journey, I began pondering something called loving people well. And that really is what ministry is about, is learning how to love people. And, you know, it calls us to bear one another's burdens, for in this you fulfill the love of Christ. There are many times when I'm at work, and I used to work a 10 to 6 shift. So on my break at 3 o'clock, while the waitress would wipe the floor, I would go ahead and I'd make my phone calls, set my appointments. I was very focused. This is my time to do that. And every so often, my waitresses, they would need to talk. They'd need to, some of my waitresses are close to accepting Christ. Some of them are, they've had bad experiences growing up and they don't want anything to do with Jesus. Some of them are Christians, but they need to grow. And I would always be busy doing these phone calls. And one day it dawned on me, I was like, you know, these waitresses, they need to talk to someone. And the thing about, the one way we're able to sow into people's lives is by being available. And I was not being very good at being available. I was always doing my phone calls. I was doing ministry, but not the ministry that he called me to in that moment. When we're going through life, sometimes we get so busy focused on the here and now, what we have to get done, the task at hand, that we forget about the people. The people is the reason we even have the task. Without Jesus, without people, there's no reason to even share the gospel. And these waitresses, my friends, I want them to have every opportunity to get to know Jesus, to get to know the Jesus that I know. And a way that I can show them that I care is putting the phone calls, putting all the meetings, the emails aside, and just spending time listening to them. I might have an opportunity to share the gospel with that waitress that's just like, no, I'm done with God. He never did anything for me. And I might have the opportunity to sow into her life one more time. Say, hey, this is what Jesus did in my life. And I can relate to you coming from a place where maybe family life wasn't the greatest, but God is bigger than that. Or the waitress that's, you know, she believes in God, but she hasn't quite made that step. She's like, I have all these questions. And I can say, hey, you know, God is the God of wisdom. It says, all who need wisdom, come and ask of me, and I will give them wisdom. Knock and it shall be open to you. Seek and you shall find. And then the waitresses that are Christians and we're friends and they just need encouragement from time to time. A lot of times life is really hard. All of us can relate to the fact that life is really hard. And they're dear friends and they need someone to come alongside them and say, hey, you got this. God is with you. He's not going to leave you. You got this. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And in that moment, those waitresses, my friends, are going to find somewhere else to find that if I don't give it to them. If I don't give them the time, they will find it somewhere else. Maybe they'll go to the monk down the street, or maybe they'll go back to that dysfunctional relationship, or maybe they'll go back to that addiction instead of being like, oh, I could have taken the time and met with them right where they are, stopping my task and saying, what do you need from me today? One way I can do that, one way I can love people well is to be available, make myself available for them no matter what's going on, is to be there for them and be available. The second way that Jesus is teaching me to love them well is to love Jesus well. Because you can't give someone something that you don't have. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And you can't put the horse before the cart. And recently, Dad, he's kind of a part of the story. I have two stories, and I debated, well, now that he's here, should I tell the stories or should I not? But I think I'll just tell them. So we have this little green car. And it's been a good little car. I just haven't been a very good driver, unfortunately. It's had some redneck experiences along the way, so it looks a little tough. It's currently out of commission, but that wasn't because I hit something. It did something. I don't know what it did, but it's out of commission right now. And I was coming home from work. It was in the wintertime, so it was dark. And I wasn't going super fast, but the brakes were not. They were kind of going out on it, but I was like, you know, whatever. I've driven farm stuff that doesn't have brakes before. Not a big deal. So I'm driving down the road, and we have our cows just out and about because it's winter, and they like to eat the fields. And they're just out and about, just doing what they do. And so I was going decently slow, and I start down our hill. It's dark. We have mostly black cows. We have some red cows, cute ones, very cute ones. So I was coming down the hill, and all of a sudden this cow, she's right in front of her cattle guard, and she turns her head. I'm like, oh, no, there's eyes. And so I hit the brakes. Well, of course, nothing really happened. So I slide into this cow, and she topples over, and then she gets up and plods away like nothing ever happened. Now, considering the cow is going to be maybe a person, that person that is very difficult to get along with, that person that you're not able to share the gospel with, it's like, no, I don't want that. And Jesus is your brakes. And if you're not investing, you're not keeping an eye on your brakes, you are not going to know how to handle that cow that rocks out in front of you and just stands there and looks at you like, hey, you know, I really just want to get hit for some reason, just hanging out there waiting for you. And if you don't manage your stuff, if you don't manage your brakes, if you don't pour time into Jesus, you don't pour time into that relationship with him, you're not going to know how to handle the challenges that come your way with ministry, with people, with all those things that we run into. If we don't love Jesus, we can't love people. And as we love Jesus and grow in his heart becomes our hearts. And our hearts begin to change to where we're able to love people as he loves people. Loving people it's not easy. I think all of us know that. We have people in our lives that are difficult to love. Sometimes even our family and places we go, we find so many different people that need Jesus, and that's why they're difficult to love. The third way that he's been teaching me how to love people is by being a servant. And this comes pretty hard for some of us. Some of us are more wired towards serving than others. And I find myself, specifically, it's a lot easier to serve people outside my home than it is to actually serve them in my home. So here's the more dad story. This is actually kind of a recent dad story. So I had an appointment, a task that had to be completed. I had to get my other car to town so I could get it worked on. So I was like, okay, I'm focused. I got to get this done in my computer. Can I get my computer to work? So I was getting very frustrated. I tend to be a pretty patient person, so I guess it was just training in righteousness day because it was not going well. I'm sitting here fighting with this computer. I cannot get it to work. And Dad was wanting to do Guelphy Association records, which we raise purebred Guelphy cows, which means we register everything. So it's lots of paper. And he was wanting to do that, and he's getting better. He's still pretty slow, but he's getting better to where he can do it, but he was having trouble getting it open. He's like, I need you to help me get into the site. And I was running late, and I had this task I had to get done. I was like, Dad, I have to go. He's like, well, don't go until you help me with this. So I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, I'll help you. So we're going through and get it open. He's like, okay, what do you do now? I'm like, Dad, we've done this 100 times. Can't you remember how to do it? He's like, well, and it escalated into, well, I pay for the expenses on your cows. You could just as well help me. I'm like, well, I told you I'd pay for those expenses. If you just give me the amount, I'll pay them. And we went back and forth for a little while, and then finally just like, okay, just chill. I'm going to be late, whatever. Actually, I wasn't late. But don't tell Dad, because I went pretty fast getting into town. And so, of course, on my way to town, I was like, yeah, probably wasn't a very good move. If anyone's deserving of my time and attention and letting go of a task to just serve that person, it would be Dad or my mom or my brother, whatever they need. And there are times when you do, you know, need to get to appointments. But that specific appointment really wasn't that important compared to the opportunity to serve my family and serve the people that are close to me. Now it says in John 13, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, surely ye ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do it to each other as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. As I go into the mission field, one of the primary goals is to serve. When we serve, we open doors, because you actually go in and you do life with people. It's a lot like here, where you go in and serve, you meet people and you build their trust. And it takes a long time for Africans. They say it's about an average of 7 years for a Muslim to convert to Christianity. As of now, I will be there 2 years minimum, 4 years maximum. It's like, well, 7 years, I'm not even there that long, at least not for the first term. And going in and serving is a wonderful way to show people that you care. It's a wonderful way to get to know people and spreading the gospel. And something that I wish I would have done long before I was approved as a missionary, we just go to every church and just serve in the church and spend time investing in the people, in the communities, in the pastors and their wives, and getting to know the communities that they serve. Because that brings people alongside you, and you do life with them, and they learn to trust you, and they learn to trust that you mean what you say because they see that you are trustworthy as you serve alongside them. So I go to Africa primarily to be a servant. There was a gentleman in Madagascar that would go to the church every morning and he'd sweep the floor. And once he was done with that, he would scrub the toilet. And the toilets in Madagascar are, if you guys have ever been to the rest stop in Chester in the middle of the summer with all the flies, toilet paper's not that good either. But that's about what toilets in Africa are like, is that rest stop, except it's lesser so. And that's actually a job that the lowest of the low would get. Like if you're a beggar on the street, you would get that job to do. Where you go and you have to scrub toilets because you are the lowest of the low. And this happened to Nate Lashway. And this gentleman was telling him this story and he said, you know, why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in that position to scrub toilets? And he said, brother, if Jesus can wash the disciples' feet, surely I can clean the toilets. And it turns out this gentleman wasn't the janitor, he wasn't the custodian, he was actually the pastor. And he served alongside his people so they could see that he cared for them, and they learned to trust this man. I go to Africa primarily to serve. We serve through language learning. We have some things in the works for children's ministry, which is really, really exciting. Jesus has given me a heart for children and children's ministry. And ladies, that's one of the biggest things that we do. Being women and the culture, of course, ministry with men is not really an option because of the culture. But ladies, when they come to know the Lord, they are so family-oriented that they're able to bring their families along with them. And ladies are they're highly respected. The roles are a little bit different in Africa, but because they're highly respected, once those women accept Christ, the whole family begins to accept Christ, and it is amazing. You know, and Paul talks about the unbelieving spouse, bringing the believing spouse to faith in Christ. That's a lot of times what happens in Africa. Language is definitely an exciting thing. I'll actually be learning the Pallor language, which is the native tongue of the Fulani. And I'll also be learning a little bit of French to help me along. If I stay in Africa, French will help me all the way across Africa. And another, like the language learning, we learned their language, and they learned to trust us because we came in and we speak their language instead of demanding that they speak our language. And a lot of the Fulani, they can understand French, but they can't speak back to you in French. So we will be learning a lot of language. Language learning is tedious. It's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it when it comes to reaching the unreached. It's definitely worth it. I go to serve all of you. I'm not able to go without your support, prayer, Yes, I need your money. I'd like to say that right away. I do. To get there, I need your money. So I can't get there without your support, both financially, both prayerfully. In James, it says, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And you folks, by God's grace, you are righteous by his grace. So please pray for me as I go into this adventure. I'm very excited. And lastly, I go to serve the Fulani any way I can, any way I can get involved, any way I can just help them with their families, whatever that looks like. I go to serve them. I go to serve all of you. Please know I pray for your pastors, your leaders, your community, because this is just as much your call as it is my call. And I'm so grateful to have all of you behind me as I go forward. I have a table back there with a lot of different stuff on it. If you're on social media, Heathen social media, I'm on there too. If you do Instagram, I'm on there. Facebook, I'm also on MeWe. For those of you that are like Facebook, you're living my dream. If you don't do Facebook, not a huge Facebook fan. But I'm on both of those, MeWe and Facebook. And you can follow me on there. I also have a newsletter sign up back there, which... that's like the VIP. If you want all the info, I would say do the newsletter for sure, because I tend to go into a little more detail that I won't go into online in the newsletter. And just be careful who you share it with. I haven't actually shared the exact country that I'll be going to. If you want to know, you can ask after, just because we have to be pretty careful so that the wrong people don't find out where we're going. And, yeah, please keep me in prayer. Thank you, Pastor Kevin, Pastor Tina, Pastor Jason, Pastor Jennifer. I appreciate all of you, and I'm thrilled to continue to serve you as I serve Jesus and the Fulani. Thank you.
Wow. That was amazing. I have to say that was one of the most intelligent presentations of a mission I've ever seen. And I say that because what I thought was happening was there's no notes up here. That was a word right from the heart. And I am so thankful for having you come to share your heart with us. I have a feeling the language challenge won't be as difficult for you as some. You're obviously a very blessed, intelligent young woman. And I pray God's blessing on you. We are going to receive an offering as a love offering at this time. And I know we have some offering plates that will be coming up here in just a moment. And what a joy to hear a servant's heart, a genuine servant's heart. And I will tell you that I have received more than one call asking, how can I come, how can I serve? This is not just a speech. This is the real deal. And what a blessed people. Yes, thank you, Dean. What a blessed people to receive the servant's heart that will come and the knowledge that she brings with cattle. That's going to be so fun. I can't wait to hear some of the names that you pick out. So we'll follow you for sure to find out. But would you join me in prayer for grace as God continues to lead her? And let's pray over this offering opportunity as well. Heavenly Father, what a joy to hear a heart that just loves you. What a wonderful message about being a servant and stopping some of our tasks, even the ones that we are justifiably doing and are busy with. We can stop and take a moment to serve somebody. Thank you for that illustrated message, just revealing what a tender heart and an open heart to just reach out to those that need our time. And the realistic challenge that we often face, we all do, where sometimes our guard is down and we don't respond the way we should. And in retrospect, we look back and say, wow, I didn't do this well. Just a genuine expression of love and serving. And I pray, Lord God, that as you lead Grace in her mission to the country that you've called her to, that she will find your blessing, that she will be blessed with the finances that are needed to move forward, but also with the blessing of a double portion of your Spirit, that she will be able to touch the hearts of the people. What a cool story and understanding that the women have such authority and honor to lead their families. We know that that is something that happens here in our country as well. But often it's the men that have such authority to lead entire families. The women have authority and honor here, but for whatever reason, it looks like the roles have been reversed in some ways. And I just pray that whatever you do to lead and guide this ministry, it will just flourish, that people will respond, and that it'll be exponentially increased with the time it takes to reach the heart of the people, that it wouldn't be 7 years, but it would be just a short time in comparison. That's our heart's desire. I just pray a blessing on this offering, that it will be furthering your kingdom as we bless Grace and her mission. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You're welcome to come and give in the offering at this time. If you're writing checks and you haven't written it yet, just write it to the church, and we will make sure we put that all together in one. And before we dismiss, I do want to acknowledge another special dear one to me and to all of you who is here today, and I would like to have Gail Sturgis. She says, no, but we have to do this. It's by law. We have to do it. Gail Sturgis is our newest official member of Glendive Assembly of God. So thank you, Gail. We welcome you in an official capacity as a voting member of our church. We all understand if you're not voting, you're still a member of the church, your family. But there are privileges and responsibilities you take on as a member, and Gail has done that. So bless you, Gail. Love you so much. So thank you for giving in the offering. We will pray a dismissal and just ask God to bless you as you go. Don't forget about discipleship class tonight at 6:30. Hope you can come. Hope you can make it. And we'll just look forward to a great week together in the Lord. Would you stand with me as we close? Lord God, thank you for this blessing. Thank you for the privilege it is to be here to hear this message. And may we just be obedient and faithful to the call as we go into our world and find our mission and serve the people around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.